Melia Powland's family on Stray Living.
The important thing about a funeral, from anybody's perspective, is to make sure that you get the funeral that you want, not what somebody else thinks you should have. And that's very, very important when you're trying to get some comfort out of the day. Some people say to me, it sounds really strange that I'm actually saying to you, thank you for what you've done today, because we shouldn't really say this, but we've really enjoyed today. Mm. And I think enjoyed is the best way to describe such a sad event. If you get comfort, in other words, you've got some kind of pleasure, yeah, some kind of positive out of it, then you're able to look back, not with total sadness, on the actual day, and I think that's really important. And the other thing is they'll say, I'm sorry, but I think this might sound a bit weird. And I usually say to them, nothing's weird. As long as it's legal, we can do it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the big difference. So with regard to a funeral, how you want that funeral, the vehicles that you want to choose, anything that you want to take place inside there, you know, dress code or anything, that then is down to you. Mm. And you should never, ever be told, I can't do it. I had a farmer once who said, I wonder if you could help me, because my old dad, years ago, when he were at a trade fair, he bought himself an old coffin. It's in the barn, and what he wanted, he said he weren't prepared to pay funeral directors disproportionate amounts of money.
that's definitely planning ahead, isn't it?
Yes, I think the term was something like, even Dick Turpin wears a mask. So at least you know when you've been robbed.
Okay, so this person clearly had an idea of what he thought funeral directors did, didn't he? Hopefully we're going to dispel some of those the preconceptions, Brian. So he'd pre-bought his coffin, so he clearly had an idea of what he wanted.
He also wanted to go on his favourite Land Rover. He wanted his dog at the side of him. Not in the crematory, I hasten to add. I mean, the dog was alive and well. I mean, he wanted the dog to make his last journey with him.
Right.
And he wanted to be on a couple of bales of straw. And he'd been, or his family had been told that that's not allowed, it's not the law.
And who told him that?
Probably somebody with a Dick Turpin mask on. Okay. Anyway, I simply said to him, look, you know, there are some health and safety considerations here, but we strapped the straw on. We made sure that there was no, as the police would say, insecure load. We strapped him firmly down, and we tethered the dog at the side of him, and off he went, and the family felt as though he'd got what he wanted. Similar, we had a man who loved parrots. So we bought some helium-filled balloons of parrots.
Okay.
And we tied them to the coffin handles. When we got to the crematorium, when we were taking the coffin out, one of the balloons broke free from its tether and flew off. And his old mother said, I told you should have fed them parrots, otherwise they'll fly away.
And that's exactly it, though, isn't it? Because that reminds people of the person, you know, this celebration of the person, and his mum there was reminded of how she used to speak to him. And I'm sure that moment probably brought a bit of light to what can be a very sombre and sad affair.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of a funeral that was done just outside Skipton. Again, we used balloons, and there were rock guitars, saxophones, all sorts of musical instruments linked to this person and the celebration of this young life, actually, a sad young life. But we let all those balloons go at the graveside. And the laugh was, they flew towards Bolton Abbey. And the laugh was, can you imagine somebody taking afternoon tea in Bolton Abbey, seeing a load of balloons flying past?
It starts raining inflatable guitars.
Saxophones and pianos. Yeah. I mean, the other week we did a 24-year-old boy's funeral, and it was terrible. Tragic road accident, his mother and father, his girlfriend, absolutely in bits, but a really keen rugby fanatic.
Yeah.
So apart from the obvious, which is they wanted the rugby shirt putting over the casket, all the cars, we put rugby league flags on. We made a load of bunting out of the Keithley Cougar logo. So we run bunting all the way down, almost like a wedding car. You know, when you put the frills on a wedding car, we did that to the front of the hearse, and we put bunting inside the hearse. And there was a beautiful guard of honour of a lot of his rugby colleagues and friends. You know, he was a keen rugby player, and they all made a guard of honour, and they all wore bright clothing, or they wore rugby shirts. Mm. When what can sometimes be sombre cars turn up, almost like a gale afloat,
yeah,
it softens the day. And that's very important to people, and that's what I say to people. what you feel you can cope with and what you feel is important to you is what we is the epicenter of what I need to do for you. We need to listen really carefully to what you want, and we need to make that happen.
And Brian, it's so clear that your passion for this comes across, and you know you've chosen to do this. You could have retired. You told me previously that you could have retired, but you've chosen to come and do this because you want to, and you want to make people enjoy their days and get the most out of what can be a difficult situation. So if you're listening to this, and you may not need Brian in any right now, you may not need Brian for years, but you know he's here, you know he's got passion, and you know that you can come and have an honest conversation with him, and he will do his best to help you in whatever way he can. If people do need to get in touch with you at any point, Brian, they can go to your website.
Yeah, that's Amelia Powell and Family. You can look at that, and the phone numbers are on there as well. Also, we're on Facebook as well as Powell and Family.
Amelia Powell and Family on Stray Living.